Alrighty. And this is something I had a question with, and you know, I kind of questioned. You have a history of mental illness from Sharp Mesa Vista Mental Hospital. So, what's your mental damage?
Well, first of all, I would love to see this history from Sharp Mesa Vista Mental Hospital. I mean, please send it to me. I really want to see it. I'll even post it on my website. Because number one, that doesn't exist. Now, mental illness, as we talk about on our show, first of all, it's another thing that doesn't exist. There is not one shred of scientific evidence that prove any of these chemical imbalances they claim exist actually do. What does happen, and, you know, we talked about this on the show last night, is people have emotions, like they get depressed when their dog dies or something, which is, by the way, totally normal. It's a normal human emotion.
Speaking about dogs, did you shoot yours?
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, Snick. Poor little Snick. She's got about 15 bullet holes in her, and she's going strong.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, does...
I almost forgot about that rumor. Yes, I supposedly choked my children and shot my dog. No, everybody. I've been on the road around the country, several times.
Can I talk to your daughters to see if they've been choked out?
Absolutely. Hang on. Hey, baby girls.
And don't ask the question.
They can't hear me. I'm not asking them anything.
Yeah,
hey, babies. Sweeties. I bet you they fell asleep. Hold on. I'll go downstairs, okay?
Wake them up.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna get to the bottom of this crap. Yeah, I bet Chrissy does choke her kids. I bet she does. No, I'm just kidding. So she's getting the children's. We're gonna question the kids and, yeah, it's going to be fun. No easy on the kids. I will not be easy on the kids. And that's L-O-U-I-E. You forget the O all the freaking time, I love. No, I will not watch my own language on my own fucking show. I will curse. And I will say the C word. So, yeah. No, watch it on purpose. Have you checked the children? Well, I don't know. I'm not in front of them. You know, I'm not going to ask her to turn on a camera. You know, I'm not a doctor.
Okay. You're not going to believe this, but they're not in my house. So they probably snuck out, but you know them. They'll be back. But actually, I do want to say, since you are asking about the children, when all of the slander and stuff started coming out, my children were really hurt. And they actually recorded videos, which I'll be happy to send to you if you didn't see them already, and even posted them on YouTube. You know, basically, why are you saying this? This isn't true, blah, blah, blah. And in fact, one of the people saying these things, my kids was on his show as he was talking about what a good mom I am. And, oh, hey, where were you?
There they are.
Oh,
they're alive.
Okay, hey, you want to talk on the show? Louie has some questions for you. Okay, Sam says no, Amberly says K.
Sam's a hater.
Hello?
Hey, Biscuit Head, how you doing?
Hi.
Hi. So, how many times has your mom choked you?
Probably negative 100.
Negative 100. All right. Have you, are you happy?
Yeah.
What's today's date?
The 24th.
Oh, crap, they're abused. Who's the president?
Obama.
Okay. Do you like Obama?
No.
Oh, crap, they're abused. do you behave yourself? Are you afraid of your mom in any way?
No.
No.
okay, if you misbehave, what would your mom do to you?
Ground us for another week.
By grounding, do you mean punch you in the face?
No,
put us on restriction that we can't go outside or go on the computer. Oh. Unless we take Snicker out or go somewhere.
Oh, okay, so your punishment is not to walk the dog. Okay. So what grade are you in?
Fifth.
Fifth?
Seventh.
Okay. So, do you have friends?
Does our mom's friend, count? Friends
no,
count?
No, mom's friends don't count.
Okay, oh. Then no.
Wow, okay. So how many times has your mom choked you?
None.
All right. Has your mom ever whipped you with a belt?
No.
Wow.
She doesn't really have any belts.
She is a very slender woman. Okay, how many times have you been choked out?
What?
How many times have you been choked out?
Well, what do you mean?
How many times has your mom, put her hands around your throats?
None.
No?
Unless she's hugging us.
Okay, when she hugs you, does it cut off air?
No.
Okay.
When Sam does, because she's like She-Ra.
She-Ra? Who's She-Ra?
A really
it's the Lion Queen.
Strong person.
Let me, hey, Louie, why don't you ask them what they think of all of this? Because they got to live it. They got to deal with police pulling them out of school, showing up at our door with guns. They got to deal with the calls all day, all night. So why don't you ask them how that made them feel to find out that people that they thought were good people or they trusted were then trying to hurt them and burn them with weapons and disable their mom?
Well, I got UTF. How often does mommy, how often do you sneak out of the house?
We don't.
We were just helping the next door neighbor.
Okay. How often?
She has a cold.
Okay. How often does mommy lose you?
What?
Exactly.
Never.
Never. Okay, has she ever put her hand around your throat?
No. You asked us that question 3 times.
I gotta make sure that the answer's the same, you know? I have to be a good interviewer. Alright, so, why don't you girls tell me about Jeff Schwoke?
Hate him.
He made us late for school one time.
And he just started yelling at her mom. It was like, just
because
probably.
He wanted to be back at his house at 11. Like,
and,
exactly.
And he was like, I'm like all yelling and all. And he was like, our mom was like saying we can't be there like exactly 11. And he was all yelling and all.
And like, it's almost impossible.
That was the day we got late for school. And I was like.
Has Joshua ever put his hand on you?
Yeah, kind of.
What'd he do?
Well, whenever, well, not really on us, but on our mom, and he would, like, the one night he was attacking her, and then he lied, and it was on video, I think he hit her.
I
think when you girls tried to...
Don't coach them! Don't coach them!
And he pushed me back.
And I was like all screaming, and I was like really scared. I didn't know what to do.
Okay, so has your mom ever say the S word to Spanish people?
What's that?
Don't worry about it. Okay, good.
S word.
Don't worry about it. All right. So you sure your mom hasn't choked you?
Yeah, I'm positive.
You sure?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be lying because you're afraid your mom's going to choke you again, are you?
No.
Okay. How long has she been choking you?
Never.
Never?
Ever.
Never ever?
Ever ever.
Oh, okay. Okay, so when did she start choking you?
Never. Never.
When did she quit? Okay.
So, before she started.
All right. Before she started.
So why don't you tell me what has your mom been going through? What have you seen your mom go through? What lies have people been saying about your mom?
Sam first,
and then Amberly.
She bombed buildings, shoot helicopters down, choke us, hit her dog.
Have you been choked?
No.
Okay. All right, Amberly?
Pretty much the same. Like, they just lie and say mean things about her and say that she, like, shot her dog even though she's fine and all and everything.
Mm. And they had called her mom a prostitute and harassed her mom.
Is your mom a prostitute?
No.
Okay. How long has she been a prostitute?
Never.
When she quit?
Before she started.
Oh, before she started. Okay, she quit. All right. that makes no sense, but it does. Okay. All right. Okay, what else was I going to ask you? Has she bombed places?
No.
No? Okay. So you haven't seen her, shoot anybody?
No.
Alrighty.
On TV, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, alright. Go eat some peanut butter, okay? I'm going to talk to your mom some more.
Okay, bye.
You do that.
Alright, you do that.
Okay. All right, I got the headset back. That's funny. Sorry, we have no experience in bombs or explosives or any of that cool stuff.
Oh, damn. Wait, can you get the girls back real quick?
Oh, hey, babies. Come here. He has another question. Hold on. Here, I'm going to give him the headset.
Hello?
Have you seen your mom disarm bombs with her mind?
No.
No, you don't know. Have you ever seen your mom do anything cool with her head?
Yeah.
Like what?
We would like stop the rain and stuff. Like if it'd be raining, we have to do groceries. Like stop the rain, and as soon as we get in the car, it starts raining.
2 days ago, I made it rain.
And also, before we left California. When we were packing up, there was some gangsters, about probably 10 of them or something. And the lead one, he was like, there was other people there, and he was, threatening to kill our mom. But he couldn't get within, like, 15 feet away. He, like, couldn't. And he was like, do you know who I am? And my mom's like, do you know who I am? And that went on, like, 3 times. And he couldn't get anywhere near us. And then one of the other ones, he came up to us and started apologizing, and he, like, ran off.
Okay. Anyways, all right, so thank you, girls.
He tried to hurt us, but he couldn't because, like, he just couldn't. And people that were there were, like, scared, like, what's going on? And they, like, tripped out, like, wanting to call the cops.
Okay. Amberly, how long have you been a Fed?
What? What?
How long have you been working with the CIA?
Never.
When did you quit?
Never.
You never quit? Wow. Okay. Thank you, Amberly.
Okay. All right.
All righty. We got Kathy.